Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Sharon Long.
And Natalie Levin.
And David Salmonson.
And we're here to welcome you to Turn the Page. Okay, so we are having a foodie-centric podcast today. And we're here with David from Fantasmic Foodie. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
The Fantasmic Foodie on
Instagram.
Thank
you guys so much for having me once again.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming. This is definitely one of our favorite topics, food, restaurants, places to go. And so we were really excited to have you come and speak with us. So I guess I want to know, how did you get into foodie blogging, posting, whatever you'd call it?
Sure. So I've really been obsessed with food my entire life. Playing in toy kitchens, playing restaurant with my family. And I really love social media and how it brings people together. So I sort of had this concept of, what if I start taking photos of food and posting them on this page, and that way I could share it with other people. And it really just has evolved to everything ever since. I've been partnered with the New York Mets and Major League Baseball, which is very interesting.
Oh, wow.
And really, the possibilities have just been exciting and endless. And everyone just gets so excited when you bring up the topic of food that I feel it's just such a central thing for people to talk about. And that's something that I wanted to be a part of.
Absolutely. I mean, just around the library, I was mentioning today, and everyone's like, oh, wow, yeah, you know, everyone has their favorite places. And it's always great to get new recommendations, too, of places in the area. So I was scrolling through your Instagram today and came across so many amazing things. I'm actually going to look at some of it right now.
Sure,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, so can you speak of what's your favorite, where are your favorite places right now that you like to go?
That's so hard. I'm trying to think.
How about think of it meal by meal? Because I was kind of going through, let's talk breakfast.
Okay.
You have like a good breakfast spot.
I would say one of my go-to breakfast spots or brunch spots that I actually went to yesterday was Hatch Brunch. They really do an amazing job in Huntington. They have their flights of pancakes where you could select different types of pancakes. My personal favorite is the cinnamon roll pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bunch of interesting breakfast concepts. They have an insane yogurt parfait, which I actually took a picture of on my blog. And they have breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos. So really, they have anything you're looking for. It's almost like a place that I feel like you'd find in New York City,
mm-hmm.
in the center of Long Island, which is something really unique. And they really just do a great job of breakfast in general.
Yeah. Are you like, I don't know, as far as sweet or savory breakfast, do you have a preference?
I would say I'm definitely a sweet person. I'm not the biggest breakfast guy. I feel like you have to go big or go home with brunch. So that's definitely something I look forward to when I am doing breakfast. If I doing it, I'm doing it right.
Right. How about you, Natalie? Do you have a preference?
I like savory.
Yeah.
I like super salty and savory.
So you like your eggs with your breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Like at Hatch, I'll get those breakfast burritos.
Oh, so we've all, have you been or you're, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So good.
It's funny. We usually go halfsies. Like whoever I go with, I'll try to convince them, like, you know, so we could try a little bit of both. I'll be like, oh, we'll get an egg thing. And then we'll also get like some of the pancakes. That way we can sort of make sure we got all the bases covered with the food. But definitely that's a great choice. How about lunch? What's a good local lunch place that you would recommend?
Lunch?
Well, lunch can be anything.
Yeah,
really.
I feel like, I'm trying to think. La Bottega, I know there's a couple around Long Island. That's usually a fan favorite. They have really good salads and paninis, so that's definitely a staple for me. I would say, in terms of lunch, I'd say, I'm trying to think near Syosset. Not necessarily lunch, but my favorite sushi place that's near Syosset would have to be Arata Sushi.
Yes.
They do really amazing with their flavorful combinations. They have a lotus chip tuna tartare kind of thing, which is really unique, and that's something that I really enjoy when I go there. And yeah.
Wow. So I can tell already you're a pretty adventurous eater.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to touch upon that in a bit, but have you always been? Is that sort of you were a brave child? Or?
I would say, yeah. I really just have a fascination of unique concepts. I've tried things such as a grilled cheese soup donut and a churro dog. So really the possibilities are exciting and endless.
What is a churro dog? I need to know what that is.
Okay, a churro dog is served at the Arizona Diamondback Stadium. They have a brioche bun with a churro inside with 3 scoops of ice cream and chocolate and caramel syrup with whipped cream. And it's really just, you have to try it to see it. They also have a really unique hot dog where I believe it's 26 or 28 inches long. And they have everything you could possibly want on it. It's really just insane.
Sounds amazing. Wow. It's salivating.
I know. I'm like, people are getting hungry already. So we covered breakfast, lunch, dinner. Any special occasion restaurant you could think of maybe for a fancy dinner?
I'm trying to think. In terms of a fancy dinner, I feel like
the
Scotter Brothers do a really good job. They own a bunch of restaurants, including Blackstone, One North in Jericho, and Rare 650, so they really have a wide variety. They actually just recently acquired Jewel, which I think is very interesting and unique concept as well. So I think that should be interesting to see how that sort of evolves as part of the Scotter Brother name. In terms of steakhouses, I'm a big steakhouse guy. Peter Ludger's is a fan favorite on Long Island. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could never really go wrong with that. And yeah.
I actually saw recently there was a bit of a controversial article about Peter Luger. Did you see that?
I did see that. It was on the New York Times, actually. Yeah.
That was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people took offense to that, and I saw people posting reviews like right afterwards that were like, we were just there the other night. It's still great. So, you know, we all have our moments where, you know, maybe we don't get the best review. But, anything that you would recommend? Desserts. Desserts are always okay. It's a meal in and of itself. So any place you could.
As I said, I'm a big dessert guy. So I would say actually the French Workshop, which I recently posted from.
Okay.
They have really unique desserts. It's a really a unique bakery experience. Manny's Sweet Shop in Mineola does really crazy things. They do crazy sort of milkshakes, sundaes, and waffles. And that's something I definitely recommend if you're a big dessert person. It's worth the trip.
Nice.
And highly recommend it.
How do you decide which restaurants to go to? Do you do research beforehand? Or
I do. I'm a big Yelp person. I've actually been a Yelp Elite member for the past 3 years. So I'm always writing reviews, seeing what people have to say about what. If something gets a good rep, if something pops up new, I definitely want to go out and give it a try. And really, it's just a wide range of things that I like to try. This could mean anything from a new restaurant opening in Plainview to the Popeye's chicken sandwich popping up. And that's something I've really tried to stick to, trying to stick to that wide range and versatility of the food industry and concepts.
Nice. Trying to think. So as a local resident, do you have any sort of things that popped up in the area that are new that you would say we should check out if we haven't yet?
Sure, definitely Arata Sushi, if you haven't checked that out. I believe they're about like 1 or 2 years old, I'd say. I'm trying to think in terms of other restaurants that are close by that are new. I heard United Cheesesteaks opened up in Huntington that I've still yet to try, so I'm definitely excited to try that. ITA Kitchen in Bayshore, they supposedly have a modern Italian-American vibe to it, so I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out. I love Bayshore. They have a bunch of unique restaurants, and they do a really nice job just bringing the town together as a whole. And yeah.
So you're a student.
Yes.
And when do you get a chance to do all this eating? I feel like it must be your whole social calendar, pretty much.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I really just try to make time for the thing that I love, which is to eat and blog about it. But sometimes it does get hard with the school schedule, especially I've recently applied for colleges, so it's definitely becoming crunch time. But yeah, I've really done a manageable job of keeping my school schedule with my food and work schedule, so it's definitely something that I'm excited about and definitely want to continue with in the future.
That's awesome. So now, that's probably the first time we mentioned that you are actually a high school student. You probably, our listeners may not have, picked up on that until just now, because you do sound so knowledgeable about all of the food and restaurants in the area. But, that was part of what I found so interesting about your social media was that, you know, as a young person, you're really tapped into social media. And like you mentioned, some of those collaborations, you sometimes run contests on
yes,
your Instagram
correct.
And stuff?
I do. I actually recently did a giveaway. not recently, but I'd say 1 or 2 years ago with Soul Bowl, which is an acai bowl place in Syosset. Uh-huh. So they were really fun, and we were able to give away a bowl to a lucky follower. So it was definitely interesting.
Very cool. So I don't know if you noticed in the area, there is a restaurant that recently closed on Parade. It was sort of a... Do you remember? No, not on Parade. I'm sorry. We're going to have to edit that out. That was a big... Okay. Recently, we just drove by and we saw that the In-Between is recently closed. And there's been some discussion on some of, like, the local moms boards about what we were hoping might open there. Do you think there's anything lacking in the area that would be a good addition to, like, you know, the region?
I would say the thing that we need right now on Long Island, or not necessarily on Long Island, but especially in the Syosset area or tri-state area, would probably be a low-scale, low-key American restaurant. I feel like there's a lot of upscale restaurants, but we don't necessarily have that neighborhood spot that everyone just goes to.
That's a good
and
answer.
I feel like Kraft just opened, which used to be Cassis.
Yes, it did.
So they've been trying to incorporate that. I actually was able to make my way there, and they do a really nice job. I had a French onion soup burger there, which I would highly recommend.
Nice.
It's definitely worth the try. And, yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to see if there's more of a modern American laid-back vibe more in Syosset in the tri-state area.
Nice. We were recently at Kraft, and I just want to tell people, if you are good at guessing eyes of famous people,
yes.
Have some they have a very cool game that you can play while you're waiting.
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It just added a little something, but the food and service, everything was really top-notch and delicious.
They had a bunch of people, like Lady Gaga, The Rock, Jennifer Aniston.
Don't give it all away. But yeah, no, you have to guess which is which, and it was very cool. I'm trying to think what else. So there's a lot of like diner culture on Long Island. Do you have a favorite diner? Because we have a bunch in the area.
Believe it or not, I'm actually not the biggest diner person. I usually go to the Broadway diner just because that's the diner closest to me.
Okay.
But I try to stay away from diners because I really want to experience all the unique culinary offerings that Long Island has to offer.
I got it. So you're more about just branching out and trying new things.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's funny, on some of the podcasts, you know, we sometimes speak with Syosset alumni, and a lot of times they've mentioned the On Parade Diner. So I had to give it a shout out there, you know, but because it is our foodie podcast, we have to mention at least one diner. So there was a show called, like, I'm going to say it wrong, The Best Thing I Ever Ate. That was, I think it was on Food Network. I don't know if it's still on. Whenever I sort of catch it, I like to watch it. Would you say, oh, hold on. Is this, Jess, if the levels aren't, Jess? Yeah, I noticed the levels weren't. I don't know. I thought I paused it.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're good. Oh, okay, that's weird. I don't know. All of a sudden, it wasn't.
Okay, try to get back to where you were.
Okay.
And I could sort of splice things together. I have a date for you because I'm like half listening.
Oh, for when it's
going to
air? Okay.
And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Okay, good.
I want like this one to go out soon.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
That's good.
So, yeah, so we'll jump back into, so there was a show on Food Network called The Best Thing I Ever Ate. And I always, you know, sometimes they'll break it down to categories, like the best sweet thing, the best, you know, savory thing. So is there a list of some of, like, the best things you've ever eaten?
That's so hard. And I feel like when people try to ask me, like, oh, what's your favorite restaurant? Oh, what's your favorite kind of food?
Right, right.
I really try to break it down into, like, if you tell me what you're looking for, what type of food, whether it's Greek, Asian, or anything in between, I could tell you a place based on that. But I don't necessarily have one favorite or one go-to place. I have a go-to place for each category, but I don't necessarily have, like, one. And it also sort of depends on, like, what I'm feeling for.
Right, right. What
the
are
day.
You in the mood for?
Yeah, so exactly.
That's true.
What is the most craziest and daring thing you've ever eaten?
Oh,
the most craziest and daring thing I've ever eaten. I would say I try not to have the most crazy things ever, but I actually recently traveled to China last December. And the craziest thing was fried locusts. So like that was definitely interesting. I personally opted out for that, but I would say that that was one of the craziest things that I had seen. And imagine sitting in a country where you do not speak the language and they serve you locusts. It's definitely an experience.
How do they prepare them? Are they salty or covered in something?
I think they're like seasoned with some sort of seasoning.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're like, I heard they're like crispy. Like I personally didn't try them once again, but I heard they taste crunchy and they taste like protein. So.
All right. I mean, they do say that insects are a good source of protein.
Yeah,
so
that's what I've heard as well.
Maybe looking to the future. There are a lot of these alternate protein like burgers lately. Have you noticed?
I heard actually Burger King came out with like a Impossible Whopper.
That's it, Impossible Burger.
Yes.
Have you tried anything like that
lately? I have. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of them. They do taste a lot like meat, and I will give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely prefer just the average burger or a regular patty.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to be convinced. You know, I need to try a little bit. So I have two young sons, and they are picky eaters, I would say. When you were younger, were you willing to try things? Like, help me, please. Like, what can you do? To any advice you can give to someone who just, like, will refuse to try new things?
Sure. I would try to get people excited about food, maybe. For example, show them a social media page or show them something, or maybe let's say one of their icons is eating it or doing it. Maybe that would possibly influence them. Other than that, I would try maybe expanding their horizons. Always dessert works, always.
Yeah.
No one's going to say no ice
cream.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of ice cream, do you have a favorite ice cream spot on Long Island?
Do I have a favorite ice cream spot? I will say Coyles and Bayshore does a really good job with their sundaes and wide variety of treat selections. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a good old-fashioned ice cream shop, and it's really been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a unique experience. They actually have a banana split cake with, I believe it's 24 or 25 flavors, and a banana in between. So that's something that's definitely worth the trip to go out there alone.
That reminds me of, there's a place in, I don't know if it is, I think it's Massapequa, Krish's?
Yes. They have it, the Kitchen Sink Sundae.
The Kitchen Sink, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I've had
oh, you've
way
tried
too
it?
Many times.
Oh, wait a minute. Does that mean that we can go in and you can see your, did you finish it?
Are
you on the wall?
I did not finish it, unfortunately.
Well, no, probably fortunately for you because you'd be, you know, a little bit sick if you eat that whole thing, but yeah.
It's actually a great deal. They have, for $50, I believe you could take up to 5 people. So when you're really breaking it down to about $10 a person plus tax and tip, it's pretty worth your buck if you're willing to wait for it. But I definitely recommend trying it. It's something you need to grab a lot of friends and go give it a try.
Cool. I've seen people order it, but we haven't been so brave. The flavor we usually get when we go to Krish's, have you ever tried, there's like a rainbow cookie flavor ice cream?
They have that. They also have a s'mores flavor, which I really enjoy. And my mom's personal favorite is the black raspberry flavor. So shout out to my mom.
Yeah. Hi, mom. rainbow cookies are one of the things, you know, in the region where you go to like a good bakery. And do you have any favorite bakeries on Long Island, rainbow cookies or otherwise?
Sure.
Like to go to?
Francesco's Bakery in Hicksville is really good.
Okay.
I would say Dortani Bakery in Levittown.
Oh, they have good cakes there. Yes.
Close to us, I believe. What's the one I'm trying to think? It's next to Arata. I'm trying to think of it. I know the name. I know it's on the top.
Cardinale.
Yes, that's the one.
They've been around for a long time.
Always, yeah, they're
the
always
beautiful
really good.
Cakes and things in there.
And they have great gelato as well.
Yes, they do have gelato there. What was the other one? So recently opened Small Cakes in Syosset. Have you been there yet?
I've not been there yet, but
I'm
really excited to try. I know they have the cupcakes with like the ice cream on top, or they have really unique cupcake offerings.
Yeah, they have ice cream and cupcakes, and every day they have specials. Just a local shout out to Small Cakes because I like to follow them on Instagram.
You guys are amazing.
I know. We love your cupcakes. Gelato. Have you, in your travels, have you been anywhere exciting that dessert-wise, maybe gelato or anything like that? Or
so actually, my profile picture is from a place in Paris called Le Conservatoire de Gastronomie. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that.
That's okay.
And it's me with a cream puff that is the size of my face.
Nice.
So that's definitely an amazing dessert that I've had, especially while traveling. And my greatest, I would say, gelato story was I went to Italy, and at 10 a.m. in the morning, all I wanted was gelato. We were on a cruise ship, so we didn't necessarily have access to gelato or desirable hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Kinder flavored gelato, which is actually Kinder Bueno. It actually just launched in the U.S. It's mm-hmm. like a hazelnut candy bar, which I love absolutely, and I highly recommend trying it to anyone who has not tried it. And they had a Kinder gelato flavor, and I was like, I have to get it. Like, I had to convince my parents. I was like, it's 10 a.m., but I need to try it. And it was by far the best gelato to this day that I've ever had.
Okay, so that could be the best thing you ever ate, gelato edition.
Yes, okay, I would say that, 100%.
Have you, oh, you know what? I know the answer to this because I was scrolling on your Instagram. So, churros. You mentioned you had a churro before, but you did get a chance to do some traveling in Spain? Is that
yes.
correct? Nice.
Churros con chocolate is definitely a staple up there.
Uh-huh.
It's one thing I found kind of different about their churros is they're not necessarily as sweet. They have more of a rich chocolate sauce that they like to dip their churros in. So that's definitely a cultural take for them as well.
Yeah. It's like this super thick chocolatey, like it's supposed to be hot chocolate, but I don't know. Do people drink it or just use it for dipping? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Both. Probably.
The hot chocolate's really good. It's very rich. I'd say
yeah. That's awesome. So in the area, trying to think, if you, trying to think, I'm drawing a blank. We're going to edit this out. Any of the new chains in the area that you've been to? There's Qdobo, there's, PDQ.
I love PDQ. They do
what
a really good job.
For, by the
people
way?
Dedicated to quality, I believe.
All right. So he is the expert. That's
I've never been to Qdobo, but mm-hmm. PDQ actually invited me in once they first opened.
Oh,
they
cool.
really wanted to give me a try. It was a really fun day. I got to make my own milkshake. I got to try all their sauces. My personal favorite sauces from there, I'd say, are the sweet spicy sriracha and the, I'm sorry, not sweet spicy sriracha, sweet sriracha and buffalo blue.
Nice.
This is in Farmingdale, actually. Yeah. It's actually, I used to work by there, so I'd go there sometimes after work. And basically, they knew me on a first-name basis. And one thing I'd recommend there, which is really surprising, is their zucchini fries. They're incredible.
Nice.
Arguably better than regular fries.
So a good way to sneak some veggies in for my kids. Is
yes, 100%.
To try to, yeah, that's good. I'm trying to think. Jess, you're gonna kill me on this one. I'm gonna make you do a lot of editing. So you travel a lot into Manhattan. Have you done any of like the food festivals in the area?
Recently, I actually went to a famous food festival on the island. Usually do every year, I believe in March, I do the coffee and tea festival, which is really a unique experience. They at the Brooklyn Expo Center. They really have a wide variety of drinks and coffees and teas for you to choose from. So I've been fortunate with that. I recently wrote an article for Spoon University, which I write for, on the MLB Food Fest, which I really enjoy. They have all 30 teams bring something to the table, and you get to try all of the different food items, which is definitely a unique experience. It combines my love for sports with my love of food. So that was sort of an amazing moment for me. And I've been fortunate enough to partner with the MLB and the New York Mets in a wide variety of capacities as well.
That's great. That's really been a big change in the last few years, seeing these like stadium food courts over time just get like, you know, it used to just be like hot dogs and peanuts and popcorn. And now it's really you get like such a wide range of culinary options when you go out. Any favorites from the stadiums that you could do a shout out?
I'm trying to think. New York Mets. They do a really nice job. The Porsche Grill is very nicely run. It's run by the Myriad Restaurant Group. Mm-hmm. Drew Neaport knows exactly what he's doing with all of his restaurants. And huge shout out to him. And yeah.
Sounds delicious. Yeah. So, Natalie, do you have any questions? I know you had written some notes down. Let's see. Is there anything that, like, some people are just, they're foodies, but there's just some things that they just don't want to eat. Like, some people just have, like, a thing. Like, they won't eat eggs. They won't eat, you know, pickles. Like, are there any foods that, like, no matter how they're prepared, you're just not really willing to go there?
I would say not necessarily that I'm not willing to go there.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest seafood eater. However, I do like select things. I do like sushi. Mm-hmm. I do like lobster rolls. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love a good lobster roll. Where's the best lobster roll?
Best lobster roll. I would say Salt and Barrel, which I actually just posted on my Instagram last week.
Nice.
In Bayshore. They have a pickled celery or pickled leek lobster roll that they put on top of their lobster roll, and it's served with salt and vinegar chips. I would highly recommend that.
Nice.
The first time I was there, it was so good that my parents and I, we ordered a second lobster roll because it was that good. So that's definitely one of my favorites. Another place that I would like to shout out is the Rex Burger and Lobster. That's also in Mineola, and they have sort of like a take on fast food that's more upscale. They sell lobster rolls. They have burgers. They have this filet mignon sandwich, which is really good. Mm. And
a little surf and turf thing.
Yes. Yeah. They actually do have a surf and turf sandwich as well. So
Oh, wow.
That's definitely something. If that's up your alley, I'd highly recommend.
Nice. Recently, there's a place in Wantagh called DJ's Clam Bar or Clam Shack, DJ's Clam Shack. And they do both. Either you could get like a hot lobster roll or like the cold, like more traditional lobster roll. They're both delicious. So I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. Do you prefer like something a little more exciting, or do you like the traditional?
The warm lobster roll better. Mm. I just say I'm not necessarily the biggest mayo person. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing for me. Also, I haven't been to that DJ's Clam Shack, but I believe they're also on the foodie card, which is a organization that when you purchase the foodie card, I'm sorry,
okay,
a portion of the proceeds goes to Island Harvest. So that's really an awesome way for you to get involved with the community. And additionally, when you show the foodie card at that organization, or a restaurant rather, you get 10% of your check off. So that's something really unique. It's sort of a win-win. You get to donate to a portion of your proceeds to Island Harvest, and you're getting 10% off. So it's really a win-win.
That's great. Yeah.
Where can you get a foodie card?
Where could you get a foodie card? At foodiecard, getfoodiecard.com, I believe.
Sounds good.
Maybe it's about $30, I believe. Yeah. And it has a bunch of restaurants on Long Island. Some of my favorites include, they used to have, I believe, Grill Fire was on there at one point. Actually, you might want to cut that out. I'm not sure.
We can double check.
All right.
So have you done any, like the Long Island, when they do the restaurant weeks, have you ever partaked in any?
Yes, I took full advantage of that last week. I went to Garden Social in, I believe it's either in Levittown or East Meadow. That was really good. They had a giant pretzel and mac and cheese that I had for an appetizer. I'm trying to think where else. Salt and Barrel, which I also went to. They have a really nice harvest salad. They had a really good lobster and crab ravioli as well that I really enjoyed. And one of my personal favorite places is Mim's in Roslyn.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good restaurant week menu. I believe I had crispy burrata sliders and sticky ribs, and that was really good as well. So definitely recommend taking advantage of Restaurant Week. For those of you who don't know, Restaurant Week is where you could go to any participating restaurant on the island for $29.95. You get a appetizer, entree, and dessert, and it's just a really good bang for your buck, and highly recommend. It's a great way to test out the eateries on the island.
That's great. And when do they have them multiple times during the year?
I believe they do. This one was the fall restaurant week, which was last week. I'm not exactly sure where the next one is, but definitely keep your eye out for it.
Yeah, no, it's a good value, definitely. We've done a couple of restaurant weeks when we get out, and I always like the fact that like it gives you like a nice little sampler of everything. And yeah.
What's your favorite truck, restaurant truck, food truck?
Oh, the food truck. We've had some food trucks at the library, so at past events. So, we've had, Jessica, help me out. Crepes and Bakes. That was delicious. That was the one I had with the Nutella and bananas. And Marciano's pizza truck at the last SciCon. And
Sailor and Mama.
Yeah.
What's the other one called? Mama.
It's
Mama.
Recording.
Oh.
That's what. Hello, hello?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Okay. It is. Yeah. I
think that that's sometimes when you get too far away from
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, but I've noticed that the levels have been on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay, so yeah, Marsha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mama's Cuban Kitchen.
Yeah, that was another one. So have you been to any food trucks in the area?
Sure, not necessarily in the area, but not too far in, like, Queens in the city. I really enjoy Stuff Truck. Chef John does a really great job there. He has this great sort of bread, and they actually moved into City Field as well, so I've really been able to develop a nice relationship with him as well. He has also a challah French toast dessert thing, which I believe is s'mores challah French toast, and that's definitely a unique concept. Another one, which is actually local to Syosset, I'll give them a shout out, is Frozen Sin. They have these ice cream sandwiches that
yes,
look like actual sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely worth a try. I believe they also do mini donuts as well. So that's something definitely to look out if you're a Syosset foodie.
Okay. So what about like Instagram trends in foods? Like I know like every once in a while it kind of goes through either it'll be like outrageous milkshakes or rainbow stuff. So what's some stuff that you've seen on Instagram that's kind of interesting?
Sure. I'd definitely say I'm a big cookie guy. The bigger the cookie, the better. I've been to Levain Bakery. I've been to Chip in New York City and World's Best Cookie Dough. And they all really do a great job with our cookies. I'm a huge cookie guy, as I said before. Another unique concept, which isn't necessarily native, it's more of a chain, is Insomnia Cookies, where you could get cookies delivered to your dorm potentially. They actually have them on a lot of college campuses until 2 a.m. So that's definitely something to look out for if you're a college student and you're looking at college campuses. What else I'm trying to think?
Yeah, no, that's great. So speaking of college, what are your plans? You're in the interviewing process, or where do you see yourself in 5 years? Let's go for that.
Where do I see myself?
Do you have any ideas about what?
I really
enjoy
food
related, perhaps, or yeah.
I really enjoy hospitality management. I feel
cool.
like that's a good industry for me to go to with my restaurant background and service-oriented nature.
Awesome.
So I feel like that's something I'd definitely be interested exploring what restaurants have to offer and learning from the managers that I've met via my blog to sort of create a persona that is the best of all worlds, try to incorporate everything I've learned along the way in order to be an effective and diligent working employee.
Awesome. Is there anyone on your wish list as far as restaurateurs that you would, you know, like to meet or possibly work for one day?
Sure. So I actually really look up to Drew Nyport, who I've been lucky enough to meet. He's the owner of the Myriad Restaurant Group, and he is the owner of the Porsche Grill at the New York Mets stadium, which is Citi Field.
Cool.
So that's something I've been fortunate enough to meet and sort of been able to establish this relationship with. He also has worked on the Nobu concept with Robert De Niro and owner of the famous Tribeca Grill. So that's definitely been a unique experience for me, meeting him and sort of having been able to interact with him, which I've truly honored for. And I would say other than that, Gordon Ramsay is one of my favorite Hell's Kitchen. So really, possibilities are exciting and endless.
Yeah. There's a lot of like celebrity chef, personalities due to a lot of like these cooking shows and things like that. So there's always somebody interesting out there. So speaking of which, do you cook? Are you like where does your food love sort of take you into the kitchen?
Sure. I cook when I can, but unfortunately I don't have as much time as I wish to. I'm a big Thanksgiving cooker.
chef.
Chef, my bad.
No.
Anyway, with that, I would say I make a famous Twix cheesecake pie with an Oreo crust, which is definitely a fan favorite. Recently, my dad, he also just got a smoker for his 50th birthday, so we've been sort of experimenting with that, doing ribs. We want to do brisket and wings, so that's definitely something I'm excited about. And that's really as far as I've been able to do, unfortunately, in my school schedule. But maybe in the future, I'll try to expand my horizons and explore more once I get into college, maybe.
Was there someone in your family that sort of instilled, you know, like a love of food for you, or somebody who cooked a lot?
I wouldn't say necessarily someone who cooked a lot. My dad is a big cook, however, and we've sort of all been foodies, so mm-hmm. we've all loved food our entire lives. So that's something I think I was really able to bring the family together with, if that makes sense.
Of course. Always sort of like oversharing meals and travel. So were there any recent travels that you sort of maybe weren't so sure about whether or not you're going to like the food, and then you were pleasantly surprised?
I would say China was definitely a interesting experience in terms of the culture shock, especially going on a cruise trying hot pot, which is a almost like a noodle soup meat kind of concept. That's something that not necessarily is for everyone, but I actually really enjoyed it, which I was thankful for. I wasn't necessarily the biggest fan of, they have fish balls and cheese balls, which I wasn't necessarily crazy about, but it was definitely worth trying and definitely a unique experience that you can't really find anywhere else.
Very cool. I saw on your Instagram, you had some like almost like cellophane noodle, like different color kind of, what's that about? Is that?
Sure, that's Taimi in New York City. They have a color changing noodle when
that's
you
what
actually
it was. Wow. Yeah.
Stir it around. They have, it's almost like, it almost tastes like a pad thai kind of thing. So
okay.
If pad thai is up your alley, I'd recommend trying that for sure. It's definitely a colorful and photo worthy trend that I would definitely recommend trying.
So speaking of photo worthy, you know, on your blog, your Instagram, like, who's taking all the pictures? Because everything looks absolutely professional and delicious. And I know when I try to take pictures of my meals, they don't always come out that way. So any tips for how to sort of present your food?
Sure. I would say definitely lighting is key. Sometimes I even carry around a light with me to make sure I have a good lighting source. Natural light is always your friend. So definitely try to take it outside if you can. And other than that, look for something that you think is going to be photogenic, colorful, vibrant, that you really think is going to make for the perfect Instagram photo.
Nice. And really, I check it out because he gets some amazing pictures on his Instagram. So speaking with an expert on lighting and foodie stuff here. So I guess I would just like to know if you... you know, like they say, like your last meal type of thing. Like if there was like one thing of something that you've had already that you would absolutely want to make sure that you get a chance to eat again, what would it be?
I'm definitely a big sushi person. And when I went to a market in Osaka, Japan, I had the best sushi I had in my entire life. It was really just an amazing experience sitting in the back of a fish market and enjoying green tea with people smiling, even though you weren't necessarily a part of that culture, that you sort of just felt at home and you felt warm. And that is an amazing experience that I would love to recreate in my lifetime. I really would like to visit Tokyo, Japan, mm-hmm. and Singapore, for instance. So I really feel that sort of culture and hospitality is something that I really want to reestablish in my life and definitely somewhere where I want to get back to.
Very cool. I'm trying to think. Natalie, do you have any places that you've been to that you would definitely want to return? Not to put you on the spot, but to put you on the spot as I'm thinking of my own.
I haven't been to many places, but my husband and I went to Alaska, and the fish there, the seafood was just so fresh. Nice. We loved the king crab legs. I've never tasted like such fresh seafood in my entire life. It was incredible.
That's amazing. I'm trying to think. I wish I had another chance to go to Spain and go to Sevilla. And there was this little place we got, like, tapas. And I just, things like shrimp and garlic sauce and, like, all these just different things. Everything just tasted amazing and just, like, super fresh. And, again, it's all about, like, the experience of, like, being out with family, with friends, trying new things. We certainly have a list of lots of different things to try in the area, lots of shout outs, and I think we'll definitely be out there eating some of these suggestions pretty soon. So thank you again for coming today.
Thank you.
If you have any other but we how do you wrap it up? I'm sorry. I'm so used to her doing it. She's
okay, so you each sign off, and then we're going to close this chapter and turn the page.
Okay. So we'll say, like, this is.
Yeah.
And can I just give one more blog shout out?
Of course.
All right, sure. And also, anyone who is not following already, please go ahead and follow on Facebook and Instagram at The Fantasmic Foodie. I really appreciate all your love and support, and thank you.
Awesome. Well, again, this is Sharon Long.
This is Natalie Levin.
This is David Salmonson.
And we're here to close the page. We're here to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Thank you.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.